Five Ways Lakshman is the Ideal Disciple by Krishna's Mercy.
Atyanta Sukha Sanchara Madhyahne Sparshataha Sukha Divasa Subhag Aditya Chaya Salil Durbhagga.
Quote, in the middle of the day, it is exceedingly pleasant to go about and it is delightful to the touch. In the daytime, the sun is pleasing, while the shade and water are not pleasing. Lakshman speaking to Lord Rama, Valmiki Ramayan, Aranyakand, 1610. Upon learning of the expectations within the flow of parampara, which is disciplic succession tied to the Vedic tradition, a person has some reservations. They have witnessed certain behaviors and tendencies which are alarming. Of course, they are familiar with the verse from Bhagavad Gita, which recommends approaching a spiritual master. The tattva-darshi has seen the truth. They are therefore capable of delivering the same to their disciples, but the relationship has to be a certain way.
Tad viddhi pranipaten pariprashanena sevaya upadekshyanti te jnanam jnaninas tattva darshina.
Quote, just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively and render service unto him. The self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto you because he has seen the truth. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 434. The disciple should inquire, but submissively. They should render service. Antagonism and a challenging spirit will not help matters. This should only make sense. If I carry valuable information on the secret to life, I will not be as willing to share with those who are only looking to exploit, to cheat, to usurp power from others, or to distort the meanings in the future. If compared to a valuable crystal, I want to pass it down to only those who will handle the item with the appropriate care. This hypothetical person acknowledges the validity to the proposal from Sri Krishna, as explained to Arjuna, but they also offer criticism along the following lines.
Have you ever noticed just how dumb these disciples are? I am sorry that I cannot think of a more appropriate word. They ask the silliest questions of the guru. For instance, they complain that the mobile phone going off distracts them during the japa meditation period. They need the guru to solve the problem. Hello, turn off your freaking phone. Are you a moron? You need advice from your guru to figure that out? Just how dumb are you? It is one question after another along these lines. These questions come from people who are well into adulthood. They are professionals respected in their fields. You mean to tell me they could figure out how to become a doctor, an engineer, or a lawyer, but they don't know how to remove basic distractions from their daily sadhana? What I am sharing with you, it is only the tip of the iceberg. It often seems that the gurus are fake. They have a sordid past involving criminal activity. This is after they became a guru, not before. The disciples are too foolish to notice anything. It is like they are intentionally avoiding the issue. They refuse to look. See no evil, hear no evil. This whole thing has spoiled my view of the guru-disciple relationship. There must be a middle ground. It cannot be true that an ideal disciple behaves in this way, that they completely shut off their brain.
While it is the highest standard to follow, there is a benefit nonetheless to studying the behavior of Lakshman, one of the sons of King Dasharath. He is also known as Ramanuja, and his inclination in this regard is symbolic of the disciple who is intimately linked to the Supreme Lord in thought, word, and deed.
One eats and sleeps with association in mind.
Rama is the spiritual master in this analysis. Lakshman is Ramanuja for several reasons. One of them is that he is a younger brother. Rama is the eldest son to King Dasharatha of Ayodhya. The Vedas reveal that Rama is one of the principal avatars of Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lakshman lives up to the name Ramanuja by displaying an unbreaking allegiance. It is this way from the time of birth. During childhood, the eating and sleeping are synchronized with Rama. It is a kind of etiquette voluntarily imposed. It is like saying, "I will not enjoy in the absence of the presence of my best friend."
2. Accepts austerity.
Lakshman is well known for renouncing the kingdom at the drop of a hat. This is to share in the punishment given to Rama. This is the highest kind of austerity, as it is like becoming homeless. Rama will live in the forests of austerity, Tapovana, for 14 years. The transition is more pronounced when there are extremes. If you are not accustomed to eating much, going on a diet is not difficult, but if you are known for stuffing yourself, for displaying a voracious appetite, then the sudden limiting of food intake will be more difficult. Lakshman changes from the life of a prince to the life of a renounced ascetic. This is done entirely for Rama, to follow the eldest brother in their travels. Lakshman is something like a bodyguard to the divine couple, Sita and Rama.
3. Defends in a literal sense.
If we consider Rama as the Adi Guru, the original teacher of the universe, Lakshman behaves as a disciple who always defends the interests of that teacher. In Lakshman's case, the defense can be in the literal sense. If there are any signs of trouble, he is ready to raise bow and arrow. He maintains a watchful eye during the nighttime hours. There is sacrifice of sleep for the period required so that Sita and Rama can rest.
4. Vows to continue in service.
Lakshman is not looking to gain anything from this allegiance. No award, no recognition, no monetary gift. Neither is there a period of expiry to the relationship. He literally says as much when responding to Rama's request to build a suitable dwelling in the forest.
Parvanasmi kakutst tvayi varshashatam sthite swayam tu ruchire deshe kriyatam iti mam vad.
Quote, "O Rama, for as long as you shall stand before me, even if it be for 100 years, I will always remain your servant. Therefore, you should be the one to choose a beautiful and appropriate place for the cottage. After you have selected a spot, please then command me to start building." Lakshman speaking to Lord Rama, Valmiki Ramayan, Aranyakand, 15:7.
5. Wonderful artistic expression.
Lakshman is a dutiful disciple, but this does not mean that the brain will be intentionally shut off. He also displays wonderful artistic expression. We see that he praises the winter season and its many benefits. For instance, the sun is more agreeable in the daytime. During the winter, the sun is the most welcome sight. The warmth during that time is a unique experience. It cannot be duplicated in other seasons. The disciple is not supposed to speculate, to deviate from the teachings of the guru, but we see that Lakshman's description of winter season aligns with the rest of his behavior. There is always a link to Sri Rama. Lakshman presents the glories of winter because they are pleasing to his beloved elder brother.
In closing,
since brother's interest to know, glories of winter to show, how pleasant sun is known, when in daytime to roam,
that season overall to Ramadir, Lakshman with expression clear, behaving like disciple ideal, humble but mind also to reveal.